Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm joined today by Alan and Gaynell Barth of Camp Quality. Welcome to KEDM.
Well, thank you.
Glad you guys are with us this morning, and let's talk a little bit about Camp Quality. A lot of people may sort of know the name, but don't really know what you guys do. So tell me a little bit about the camp.
Well, Camp Quality has been around Louisiana for 28 years. We're actually an international organization, and we've been around probably about 40 years total. Started in Australia, and it's in England, into Canada, and kind of all over the world in different areas. We have 15 camps in the United States, and we've been in Louisiana since 1989. And like I said, this will be our 28th year, and we serve children with cancer, either active cancer or in remission, and there is no charge to the families or the children.
Well, it sounds like a worthy cause, and you know, I'm sure the kids are ready to get out and get out of all the mess that they're having to deal with. I had cancer when I was 19, so I just missed your cutoff for your group, but you know, there's a lot going on with a kid and different types of cancer, different types of treatment. You guys just try to give them a week to sort of be normal again, right?
Right, right. Actually, our slogan is letting kids with cancer be kids again. And they just come to camp. They have a lot of fun. We have a tremendous number of activities. We have ropes courses. We have horseback riding. We've got we do frisbee golf, arts and crafts. You know, we bring in speakers sometimes. We bring in the state police. We'll bring in the Rose City Rollers came last year. The kids had a lot of fun with them. So they just have a lot of fun. And it's not just kids. We also bring in, when we have space, we'll let the siblings come in, because these kids, in their family life just don't really have a normal life. And so we kind of give them a break from that.
Gaynell Barth is with us. Gaynell, the, camp is in need of some help. Tell me what you guys need.
Well, we always need volunteers. We're unique in that every child has a companion that is with them through the entire camp 24 hours a day. We also need other volunteers to help us with activities, all the things that go on behind the scene. We're always looking for campers. As a parent, I don't know that I would want to send my child, especially if my child had been sick, to somewhere that I didn't know. So we spend a lot of time trying to build relationships with the parents and the kids so that they're comfortable and feel safe, that the mama can enjoy the time away from them. So we spend a lot of time with that. But, yes, we need campers, we need volunteers, and we need companions.
Alan Barth is with us of Camp Quality, and Alan, when is this year's camp?
Okay, this year we're going to have the camp at the end of July. It'll start for the volunteers. It'll start on July 22nd, because we bring our volunteers in one day early to go and do a little bonding and do some additional training. And incidentally, as far as training, we train our volunteers before camp. We also do background checks. We're very, very careful about the people we bring in to help our kids. And then the actual camp for the kids starts on Sunday the 23rd, and it runs through Friday the 28th.
Now, this year you are close to home, at least here in the Monroe area. You've got kids from all over Louisiana coming to where?
They're going to be coming. We're going to be using King's Camp, which is up in Mer Rouge. It's a really great facility. All our activities are on campus, so the kids get there, and they're there the whole week. In the past, we've used state parks. And we had to take the kids off campus. It's a lot of trouble, and of course a lot of issues as far as transportation. So this last year was our first year at King's, and it's a great facility, and the kids loved it.
So you're looking for 30, 35 volunteers. You'll help 30, 35 campers. Each camper needs a volunteer.
Right, right. Now we do have some that are repeats, and interesting enough, we have some of our campers, when they graduate from the program, actually come back. I think we had three last year that were campers previously that became back as volunteers.
The Camp Quality, you guys are out in the community all year long doing other things. What are some of the things that happen outside of this 1 week of camp that you do?
Well, we do a reunion each year. And it depends on the number of campers from different areas, but usually we'll do one, at least one in Monroe, sometimes in Shreveport and Lafayette, where we'll bring the campers and the families and some of the volunteers back in to kind of get together and see each other. But not only that, we encourage our companions to maintain contact with the kids and the families throughout the year, and a lot of them do. They'll take them out for a mall day or something. So we try and stay in touch with everybody throughout the year.
Gingnail, tell me, you've been involved, you said, for 7 years. What keeps you coming back each year?
It's like a sucker punch. Once you have spent time with them, you can't ignore it. You have to go back. It especially, some of the kids touch your heart. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, we actually had an interesting story. This past year, we had a new camper. She's 6 years old. And this particular young lady had optic nerve cancer. And, I mean, the interesting thing is she'd had 77 weeks of chemo. And, I mean, I don't think as an adult I could deal with that. But she did. She came to camp. She just smiles the whole week and just had a great time. And, I mean, she was kind of the center of attention for the camp.
Your camp is coming up the week of July 23rd, and we do need folks, volunteers. You tell me you also could use a little cash infusion there too.
Right. And you know, we are a community funded group. We don't get any government money. We don't get anything as far as United Way or anything like that. We are just strictly community funded. We do donations, and we also do some fundraisers. We had a 5K this spring, and right now we're in the middle of our raffle. We have a George Rodrigue print that we're raffling off. $10 chance, and it's a really nice print, and we're looking forward to giving that away during our camp this year.
If you're out there and you'd like to volunteer, or you'd like to kick in some dollars, or if you know someone who maybe can come to the camp, how do they do that, Alan? Where do they go?
Okay, they can contact me at 318-547-4319, or go to our website, which is campqualityusa.org/LA.
That's Alan Barth and Gaynell Barth of Camp Quality. Find out more at KEDM.org.